Well, apple orchards are a charming Wisconsin tradition in the fall to visit. They are places where you can find apples by the bushel, or maybe you're going to find a dozen donuts as well. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. We're talking about all kinds of things going on around the state, but we'll maybe start with apples and apple orchards with our guest. I'm really happy to have back Ann Sayers, who is the secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She began that role in 2021 after serving as acting secretary since, I think, December of 2020. Before that, she was deputy secretary. So she's been around that business for a while. And as we visit with her, I hope you'll join in. Maybe you've got a favorite orchard to visit, or maybe you've got a favorite thing to do in the fall. Is there a festival you attend every year? Join in. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Secretary Ann Sayers, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Larry. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's always fun. Apple orchards, I love to visit apple orchards, and they're located in, you can find them in a lot of places here in the state.
I love to visit them too. And we have them everywhere from the Northwoods all the way down to the Illinois border, from Lake Michigan over to the riverbanks of the Mississippi. We have them, nearly 150 are actually listed with the Wisconsin Apple Growers Association. So anywhere you're located or anywhere you're traveling, you're going to be able to find an apple orchard. And in the fall, they do so much to make sure that as a visitor, you have a great experience.
Yeah, and maybe if somebody hasn't been apple picking or been to one of these, maybe set the scene for us a little bit. What happens when you get there?
Yeah, well, okay. So first of all, in Wisconsin, we grow more than 300 varieties of apples. So whether you're looking for sweet, tangy, crisp, whatever your palate needs, Wisconsin apple orchards are going to have something for you. And these varieties come into season at different times throughout the fall. So you can keep doing your apple picking all the way from, late August all the way into early November. And you may visit an orchard in September. When you return in October, it might be a totally different experience as new trees are ready to pick from. But also, there's just a lot of different activities usually going on. Orchard owners know how much fall means to family, friends, and solo adventurers. I am such a big fan of fall. And they want you to make the most of the season. So the orchards often have plenty of other things going on too. So they're going to have family-friendly activities that'll kind of make a whole day of it. You're going to find corn mazes, maybe hay rides, mountains made of straw bales. Some have apple cannons, which are really fun, that'll launch an apple hundreds of feet. I mean, that's entertaining for all ages. Others might have custom-built playgrounds that you're not going to find anywhere else. For adult travelers, you'll find orchards having hard ciders or ales. I know my husband just waits for this time of year so he can have a bratwurst boiled in hard cider. And then there's the yard games and the orchard and just the whole afternoon of fun.
I haven't had a broad done that way. That is a very good. Why didn't I ever experience this before, Anne? I can't believe
this is the year to change that, Larry. You got to find one of these.
I tell you, I'm going to have to. And I love to go to the orchards. So many of them will have cider, and it's fresh. And, it's just like churning there in front of you, and you take a cup of that, and it's like, oh, my goodness, that's the best thing ever.
I couldn't agree more. And I love the sweets. Like, I'm walking out of there with a dozen apple cider donuts every single time. Basically, every Sunday, I'm in need of another dozen. And then, of course, apple pie, caramel apples.
Yeah. Well, there may be a few you might want to recommend off the top of your head. I think LaFell, is it LaFell Roots?
LaFell, yes. So the Leffel Roots Apple Orchard, that's up in Eau Claire. Folks of all abilities are welcome to experience the joy of apple season at the Leffel Roots Apple Orchard. This is really cool. The family-run orchard has an accessible deck for apple picking that accommodates wheelchair users and people with mobility issues. The deck is surrounded by Cortland apple trees, specially pruned for easier access. And one edge of the deck also includes a raised pumpkin patch for visitors. And once you've gathered your apples, you can head over to the Leffel Roots Orchard store. The store is full. This is where I do my Christmas shopping. Farm-made foods, you know, jams, jellies, bird houses made from gourds and apple ale. And then you can wind your way through the orchard's 10-acre corn maze. That takes about 45 to 60 minutes. If you don't get completely lost, you won't. And if you visit in October, the corn maze is open until 10 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, so you can get that kind of nighttime experience. Just bring your flashlight for a whole kind of different fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I haven't been there, but I am. I'm going to put that on my list. Well, you wanted to talk about Peck and Bushel Organic Fruit Company in Washington County as well.
Yeah, we have to talk about them. They have 40,000 fruit trees spread across 80 acres. The orchard began just kind of as a backyard hobby, and then now it's grown into this amazing space where you can spend an entire fall afternoon. Peck and Bushel is open from 10 to 4 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and families are going to have no trouble picking a peck of apples, which is about 10 pounds from the trees. They're smaller trees grown on a trellis system that makes it easier for both kids and adults to reach the apples. And you can visit Peck and Bushel's bakery for apple cider donuts, ding, 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 fried throughout the day, or hand-dipped caramel apples. The barn also houses goods to take home, like orchard-inspired home decor and locally produced candles and pottery.
You're making me hungry, though. I'm back to those donuts for, for just a minute, but the rest of it sounds pretty darn good as well. And so that was Peck and Bushel Organic Fruit Company.
That's right. I know. I woke up this morning. It's September 5th, and I haven't had an apple cider donut yet. I have got to fix this immediately.
You can join in, too. Questions or comments, maybe about orchards, but about other things that are going on around the state. Love to hear from you. The number to call, 800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234, or you go ahead and email us to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Other events, I know the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival is coming up this very weekend. What do we learn there about sheep and wool?
I mean, I love Wisconsin, right? We have a festival for absolutely everything. This one takes place in Jefferson. You can travel to Jefferson. It's this weekend, September 8th through 10th. It's one of the largest sheep shows. It's only second to the Wisconsin State Fair. And as a visitor, you can watch as exhibitors from across the Midwest compete in the show ring. You can view the beautiful fiber arts that are made from wool. You can cheer on the dogs competing in the sheep herding contest and have fun in so many other ways. They have a country store marketplace, so you're going to find plenty of supplies for your own arts and crafts needs, or just like a wonderful gift to bring home. Vendors are going to be selling wool clothes, hand-dyed yarn, products made from sheep's milk like soap and lotion, and other handcrafted goods.
And, you know, the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show is also on this weekend, and I was talking about it last week on my program, and some people called in and said they go to both.
You can
drive from Madison, you know, back and forth and attend both, because they both kind of relate to each other in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm, and they're fairly nearby one another.
Yeah, so Jefferson County and Dane County, they're not that far apart. So there you go. Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival. Wine is one beverage that we can enjoy the year round. And there's a celebration of wine this fall in Kewaunee County.
Yes, this is coming up September 15th through 16th. It's called the Wet Whistle Wine Festival. Don't say that after too many glasses of wine. But you can stomp grapes, you can sip on the wines. You also are supporting local causes through this winery. Von Steele Winery is hosting this. It's a 2-day festival celebrating wine and, of course, the harvest season. And it's actually a fundraiser for a pair of local causes. It's the Community Improvement of Algoma organization and the Algoma Fire and Rescue. So that feels nice to be supporting a good cause. Plus, you can show off your stomping skills or cheer on the action during one of the several grape stomping contests. This is on my bucket list. And then you can enjoy live music, there's food, and of course, lots of samples of the award-winning wines produced by Von Steele. And if you haven't visited the winery before, you be sure to join one of the tours during the festival. Their roots go all the way back to 1967.
I know they've been around a long time. I've got big feet. Maybe I should enter that wine, that grape stomping contest. Our guest today, Ann Sayer, she's going to be with us right up until 12:30 today. She is secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Always fun to have her with us, and we've got many more events to talk about, and I hope you'll join in with. Maybe you've got an event you want to mention. 1-800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. Back right after the news. So if you're looking for a list of things to do this fall, you have come to the right place. Larry Mueller here for the Ideas Network, and we're talking about fall activities and festivals going on around Wisconsin with our guest Ann Sayers, and Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Great to have her back. She began that role in 2021 after serving as acting secretary since December of 2020. So lots of great things that she's got on her mind to tell us about. And maybe you've got an event of your own you wanted to mention, or maybe just a question about something to do this fall in your area of the state. Ann might have an answer. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Another listener, we were talking about apples and apple festivals and so forth earlier, and another listener wanted to mention the Apple Festival coming up in Gays Mills, and I believe it's September 26th. And Ann, I think Gays Mills calls itself the apple capital of the world.
You know, it's actually, it's on September 22nd to the 24th. And yes, Gays Mills has a great apple festival. There's going to be lots of opportunities to shop and play and eat during the festival. You can grab fresh apple cider and stroll the main street. There's vendors will be set up there selling handcrafted goods and crafts. There's going to be live music as well into the evening. And stick around for the parade that happens on Sunday. And, you know, this is just a really long-running tradition for Gays Mills. They're celebrating their 64th year this year.
Wow.
And it honors the many orchards that surround the community right there in the heart of the Driftless. Be sure to swing by one of those orchards before leaving the area. Maybe one to try is the Kickapoo Orchard or the Hillcrest Orchard.
You know, it's a great time of the year. You know, the leaves may be starting to turn a little bit. Get some fall color going along with that.
It is my favorite time of year.
I think Ann broke up a little bit there, so maybe she's back, I think. Speaking of fall, let's color, Travel Wisconsin has a great resource for people who want to see changing fall leaves. Tell us about the Fall Color Report.
Yes, we are so proud of this report. It's an interactive map-based report. It's going to show you up-to-date information on the conditions of fall color in every single corner of the state. So each fall, Travel Wisconsin works with around 100 volunteer reporters who provide updates on the status of the changing colors from green all the way to peak. So you can see that right there on the map. The report is also a tremendous planning resource. So once you find your destination on the map, you're also going to find like nearby dining and lodging recommendations. You'll also see upcoming events in the area, plus a 3-day forecast. So it's really everything you need to build out a fall vacation centered around the fall color. And you can find that, I should say, at travelwisconsin.com/fallcolorreport.
How do they come up? How are they able to predict on the leaves?
They do it. It's in real time. So once a week they check in and say, you know, we're 40% to peak, 50% to peak. It's very accurate. And because it's volunteers, you know, it's people who really care that people have the best possible experience and know exactly what to expect. So it's been amazingly accurate. People just love the resource.
Yeah. And it's a nice site. I don't know how you guys did that, but it's, it's pretty cool and accurate. Because people are kind of looking out the window to see what's going on around the state.
Exactly. You're in southern Wisconsin. It's hard to picture what's happening 4 hours north, but this is your way to get a window into that. And it's usually about the second most visited page on our entire website. And we have a very busy website. So that just tells you how much people depend on it for their travel purposes.
Don in Madison has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Don.
Hi, Larry and Ann. Nice to talk to you. This is Don from the Sierra Club, Ann.
Oh, hi, Don.
I haven't talked in a long time. So anyhow, as you probably know, there is a national parks program where fourth graders and their families can get in free to national parks. And there's a proposal for that for state parks. And we've got such a great state park system, I thought maybe you'd like to comment on that and how it would really benefit fourth graders and their families with the state parks.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with exactly where that legislation is at this point. It's more of a DNR issue than a tourism issue. But I can say that our state parks are just this treasure, a gem of our state. And sometimes I think our state parks are like national parks and our county parks are like state parks. Like, we just have an incredible park system here in Wisconsin, and you can see how valued they are by their incredible visitation numbers. And I know that the theory behind offering some free entry for young folks is just like to build that culture of getting outside and discovering our great outdoors at a young age and to build those habits for the future. And so we certainly love to see any effort to make sure that kids and parents are getting out there and doing those activities together. And we love it even more when you build in an ice cream stop afterwards or visit to a restaurant or an overnight stay, a nearby attraction. It's just such an amazing part of our tourism product that really, I think, sets us apart from other states.
Be kind of cool to have a day. I mean, we have a fishing weekend, you know, where you can fish for free. And, you know, those are, I think, really good at introducing people and to whatever free event it is. And it would be kind of cool to have a free day for state parks. Although I have my state park sticker and I love going to the state parks. And as a matter of fact, this past year, I have given state park stickers as Christmas gifts.
Oh, I love that.
It was well received by the various people that I gave them to. So there you go. Something to think about with the holiday season coming up. It might make a nice thing to get a state park sticker for the coming year. Barbara in Milwaukee, it's your turn. Hi, Barbara.
I don't know if you've mentioned it or not, but the Ice Age Trail Alliance has their Mammoth Challenge in the month of October. You can sign up for free on their website, and there's all kinds of mapping and information on the website. They want you to try to hike, or I just call it walking. Most of the trails they're rated, and they're mostly just a great walk out in nature. 43 miles, I believe it is this year, for the month of October. You can do 1 mile 43 times. If you sign up as a group, all your miles count together. You can get bonus miles by visiting the trail communities listed on their website. And that's a fun thing, too. Some of the communities have add-on activities, or if you're planning to go up to Holy Hill, you know, you can do a visit to the various arts, Apple, the shrine at Holy Hill, and also get a great hike in.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend it. It's for all ages, and it's just a great time and a great way to discover Wisconsin. It's over 1,000 miles. National Scenic Trail that winds throughout Wisconsin and describes the edge of where the glacier left off in Wisconsin.
Yeah, Barbara, thank you so much. And I'm sure you're familiar with this.
I am. Thank you so much for mentioning it, Barbara. I'm a huge fan of the Mammoth Hike Challenge. I think this might be the third year. I know Travel Wisconsin helped to bring this to fruition with the Ice Age Trail, which is just a fabulous group helping to get folks out there. And I think, you know, sometimes we forget as Wisconsinites, there's only 11 nationally recognized trails in the entire country. And two of them are in Wisconsin, and the Ice Age Trail is fully contained within the state of Wisconsin. So it's just this treasure waiting to be discovered. And I love that this challenge puts it out there, 43 miles in a month. And they also ask that you try to visit three trail communities, which we have so many vibrant trail communities. So much to discover and explore. This is a great way to do it. And I know they've had fabulous participation here in the last few years. So people are really responding well to this.
Yeah. Barbara, thanks for bringing that up. Appreciate it. You've got one to bring up. You can call, too. The number is 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. You know, one thing I like about fall and really colorful event happens in October. And that involves cranberries. And there's the, what is it, the Eagle River Cranberry Fest? Is that it?
That's it. That's happening October 7th through 8th. We wear the crown when it comes to cranberries. We produce 60% of the country's cranberries. And when harvest season rolls around, like, we know how to celebrate them pretty well. So the Eagle River Cranberry Fest puts the fruit center stage. You're going to find plenty of opportunities to appreciate and taste this fruit. It's Wisconsin's state fruit, and many activities are happening there at the Vilas County Fairgrounds. It includes a cranberry bake sale, entertainment for the whole family, food vendors. There's selling creative cranberry dishes and an arts and crafts fair. So you can taste the versatility of the fruit with something like cranberry soup, or another way to do a bratwurst with cranberries. But you just need to see where it all comes from. They actually offer tours of the local cranberry farm. You are going to be wow. If you haven't done this before, you got to do it. You can see this floating sea of red on top of the marshes. And that's, you know, what they flood for harvest season. But we do recommend reservations for that because they sell out pretty quick.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful sight. And you didn't mention pancakes, but I like to keep a bag of frozen cranberries. And when I'm making pancakes, sometimes I'll take some out and crush them up a bit and throw them in with the pancakes.
Oh, that's new to me, Larry. I'm trying that. That sounds great.
Try it because it's really good. And, of course, you're using some good old, I always use Wisconsin maple syrup.
Yeah.
And you got that sweet and that tart there. And it is really, really good. And you can have them all year long. You just keep a bag in the freezer all the time. So there you go.
All right.
Pumpkins are, you mentioned pumpkins sort of in passing there to begin with, but pumpkins, it's another great fall harvest. And let's go to Door County. Where can we find pumpkins in Door County?
Yeah, the Egg Harbor's Pumpkin Patch, that's October 7th through 8th. This festival invites folks to make autumn memories in a picturesque lakeside setting. It's family friendly. It's free to attend. The activities include carnival rides and games for the kids, arts and craft vendors to peruse, and live bands. They're performing at Harbor View Park. There's pumpkin and scarecrow displays scattered about the festival, just adding some seasonal charm to the event. And I love anything pumpkin-based in the fall. It's one to check out for sure.
And yeah.
Fort County, you can't go wrong.
I've been there. I've attended that one, and it is a lot of fun. I wondered when I was looking at different things that we could talk about, I wondered if you had been there yourself or why you chose that particular one.
I haven't been to this one yet, but I am headed to Door County this fall because I want to be doing something just like this. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's see. Let me look. I've got a list here of some things. October 14th, there's the Dells on Tap.
Yeah, we can't leave brewing out of this discussion. So Dells on Tap, October 14th. This is Sample and Savor Wisconsin's brewing heritage. They're hosting a pair of craft beer-focused events on the 13th and the 14th. On Friday, you can enjoy the crisp fall weather in downtown Dells for the craft beer walk. Here you can sample a large selection of artisan brews at various participating bars and restaurants in the area. A ticket will also get you deals on food and tap selections for the evening. And then on Saturday, October 14th, the Dells on Tap Beer Festival attracts premier Wisconsin and Midwestern breweries to town. Visitors can sample a full spectrum of brews. You're also going to be able to meet the brewers behind the craft beverages. And last year, the event had 75 breweries participate.
Oh my goodness. There are that many in that area. Well, they come from all over, I suppose.
Yeah, all through the Midwest. So what an amazing opportunity to get to try some different things in a perfect setting.
Well, let's camping is one thing that I always enjoyed camping in the fall, mostly because I didn't get as many mosquito bites as when you're there in July, August. But what about fall camping?
Yeah, so here I have a couple ideas for you. You can view the fall colors from a 500-foot bluff at Wyalusing. That's in Grant County. It's at the confluence of the Wisconsin and the Mississippi Rivers. And really, it is one of the most stunning destinations for fall camping. Again, that 500-foot bluff, the park provides an ideal setting for taking in the autumn leaves. There's trails like the Old Immigrant Trail that follows the cliffside for challenging and stunning hikes. There's also easily accessible lookout points and platforms for uninterrupted views of the river valley that's just, you know, awash in color. You can fill your downtime from sightseeing on the volleyball, tennis, and basketball courts. And, you know, it's just minutes from Prairie to Sheen. So while you're there, you know, swing into town, tour the historic Villa Louis property. It's a sprawling mansion built in the Victorian era along the Mississippi River. And then I would recommend lunch at Simply Cafe, where you're going to enjoy a tremendous sandwich, soup, salads, and desserts.
I love that area of the state. I mean, just that whole area is beautiful. Tom in Maquonigo has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you doing, Larry?
Good. Appreciate the call.
I have a little event that's going on, or I don't have it, but I'm going to just bring it up. The U.S. biathlon team is going to be at the Aaron's Nordic Center on the weekend of September 22nd and 23rd. They'll be putting on a demonstration. They'll be doing a roller ski race at the center. And then on the 23rd, I believe they're having a Give Biathlon a Try day, so you don't have to sit out in the snow and shoot rifles. But it's going to be pretty exciting. And our, of course, our hometown favorite, Deezer Irwin, will be here. And I just thought it would be a great thing for a lot of people to come out and enjoy. And it's a beautiful venue, too.
I was going to say, that venue is fantastic.
It's amazing, yeah. It's simply amazing.
Yeah, have you been there, Ann?
I have been there. This is up in Brilliant, if folks haven't seen it yet. But the Aaron's Nordic Center is just this incredible new asset for Wisconsin. And we just know how important sports travel is to our state. And this is really an opportunity. It's an incredible training ground. So like Tom said, there's opportunities to try it out if you're brand new to it, but also we suddenly have an elite level opportunity for athletes to train. It's just such an incredible investment by the Aaron's Company and a real asset to our state.
Yeah. I had some folks on from the Aaron's Company to talk about it when it was first came up, and it's just an amazing facility. Tom, thanks a lot for bringing that up. I appreciate it very much. A listener emailed us. It was just to comment, any listeners interested in German heritage or German architecture or even German beer, stop at Saxonia House, Oktoberfest open house. It's Saturday, September 16th. Saxonia House, it's the largest still-standing example of German half-timber architecture in our state. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all, Ann.
Well, we have such incredible German heritage to celebrate, and fall often seems to be the season where we get out and do it the most, which I love. But yeah, that's one to check out. It's in Fredonia, and that would be a great way to build out a summer weekend adventure.
Yeah, the beer.
Fall adventure.
Yeah, the beer caves. I know they're in excellent condition. They're open to the public on September 16th, with beer tasting samples for free. The whole event's free of charge and located in Washington County, and I guess check Friends of Saxonia House on Facebook. Well, here we're running out of time here, but we've got some November events. I did want to mention the Driftless Film Festival.
Yes, I love the Driftless any time of year, but this Driftless Film Festival is definitely one to check out. It's happening November 1st through the 4th. It's be an opportunity to just immerse yourself in the magic of the movies. It's in Iowa County, the arts-loving community of Mineral Point. They are so wonderful. They host this film festival. It's celebrating their 14th season. The festival is going to kick off with the showing of No God, No Master. It's a historically inspired thriller filmed in Milwaukee. And all the films are screened in that elegant Mineral Point Opera House. The century-old theater has retained its original vaudeville appearance thanks to some wonderful restoration efforts. And in between the films, then, you get to explore Mineral Point by wandering the galleries, the shops, restaurants of downtown. And, you know, the town just has a thriving local arts community, and it's just a perfect place to experience alongside that Driftless Film Festival.
Yeah, I've done a lot of Christmas shopping in,
yes.
in that town, too. They have some nice events come, you know, during the holiday season where you can go down there and just have a really nice time. The Festival of Woodland Indian Art and Culture is another one. I think it's in November, isn't it?
It is. I'm so excited about this one. It's November 10th through the 11th. You visit Green Bay for this Festival of Woodland Indian Art and Culture. It's both an art market and an art competition. It showcases the work of Native American artists from paintings and jewelry to fashion and performance arts. Again, it's happening weekend of November 10th and 11th. It's at the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center that's connected to the Oneida Casino. The festival just celebrates the distinct artistic styles of the Native American tribes in the Midwest and Eastern United States. Last year's festival featured 25 artists. It had three fashion shows and live entertainment. And this year's Festival of Woodland Indian and Art Culture is expected to be even bigger.
So it sounds like a lot of fun. I know the holiday folk fair is going on in West Allis, another place where you can probably pick up some good gifts as well. And that's a week later. So there you go.
Yep, November 17th and 19th, the 80th annual event. And they have nearly 20 different countries and ethnicities that will be preparing dishes. So come hungry for that one.
And it's always a pleasure. Where do people go to get all the information? What's your website?
Yes, come visit us at travelwisconsin.com. We are so ready for fall to help you plan your fall getaway.
Well, thanks so much for being with us. And I hope we can do this again. Thanks, Ann. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Larry. Love it. Thank you.
Ann Sayers, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She is always a lot of fun to be around to talk to, that's for sure. And she knows a lot about what's going on. So great to have her with us. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about, duck hunting season a bit. It's right around the corner. We'll learn how you can stay safe in the boat and in the blind. And then we'll hear about the Armistice Day storm, that sad event. In the meantime, thank you for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.